Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, December 19th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. The city of El Paso declares a state of emergency. Donald Trump's digital trading cards sell out. A record number of families live paycheck to paycheck. Economists rank the highest tax cities in America. Also ahead, there are now two tribes in the USA. But first, officials in El Paso, Texas, declaring a state of emergency as border crossings have overwhelmed law enforcement there. Mayor Oscar Leeser announced the order during a press conference Saturday, warning he could no longer keep residents safe. Said the mayor, quote, "I said from the beginning that I would call it when I felt that either our asylum seekers or community were not safe. At least 5 million foreign nationals have breached the border since Joe Biden was inaugurated." Donald Trump's digital trading cards have sold out. Former president released a limited edition artwork last week. All 45,000 cards with a retail price of $99 each were purchased in less than 12 hours, generating about $5 million. Well, that's the good news. The bad news for Mr. Trump is that the January 6th committee today will refer criminal charges over Donald Trump's participation in the Capitol riot. It's bogus, but it will happen today. Survey from one poll says 7 in 10 Americans now live paycheck to paycheck. That figure includes 84% men, 65% of women. Typical adult stresses over personal finance 6 times a day. About 1 in 4 workers have nothing saved for retirement. An additional 25% believe they will have to work past the age of 65. Total household wealth in America has dropped $7 trillion this year. It is nearly tax season, but there is less to tax. Forbes magazine ranks the highest tax towns in the country. They are number one this year, a tie between New York City and San Francisco. Each town spends $1.5 billion on payroll alone. In a moment, we are no longer one people in this country. Right back.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, a fractured America. In the run-up to the Civil War, Americans divided themselves into two tribes. The first, championed by Abraham Lincoln, swore fidelity to the Constitution, believing the federal government and Supreme Court had the ultimate say in how we, the people, were governed. The second tribe, led by General Robert E. Lee, rejected Lincoln. It said that the individual states should hold policy power, and if some states wanted to enslave human beings, they had a right to make that decision. After tribe number two was defeated in the Civil War, bitterness and prejudice lingered, but American authority was clear. Washington ran the show. And so it was that our nation came together to defeat powerful enemies in World War I and II, as well as unite against the murderous jihad. Not much dissent in those areas. We were one tribe. But now, in 2022, we are back to tribal division on a significant scale. The midterm election in November went against almost all historical precedent. President Biden and the Democrats are presiding over a troubled economy, the collapse of U.S. border security, and a vicious rise in violent crime that is harming urban Americans at a frightening clip. Thus, the Dems should have been routed on Election Day. They were not. It was stunning. After extensive historical analysis, here is my conclusion. America is changing fast, spurred on by personal division. We are back to the 1850s. There are two Americas now. The first we'll call tribe number one. These are traditional folks who generally follow the rules and believe America remains the land of opportunity. They purchase homes, invest in financial markets, support robust education. They generally accept the pathway their parents followed. They buy into capitalism and the belief that the USA is essentially a generous, noble nation. Tribe number two sees it dramatically differently. Driven by a progressive vision, they believe America is flawed and always has been. They want to overthrow the white, male-dominated power structure and replace it with a powerful central government which will redistribute income and dictate almost all policy from Washington. The second tribe largely rejects self-reliance and competition, preferring guaranteed outcomes dictated by liberal entitlements. Many members of this tribe have little stake in the current system, believing it is rigged. In short, they have no chance to live in Beverly Hills, so why bother embracing an unfair playing field? Tear it down. Tribe number two generally dismisses American tradition and wants a brave new world built on central government financial and lifestyle guarantees. The truth is, the progressive movement is now growing faster than the traditional crew, and they will never vote Republican, no matter how bad things get in the country. That's what we're facing. A divided America. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, and it's smart as well, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where you can find my book, Killing the Legends, Great Christmas and Hanukkah Gift. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Christmas Day, less than a week away. Despite high inflation and looming recession, Americans will spend more than $800 billion on gifts. The average household forking over $2,000 on presents, but for the ultra-wealthy, that figure can reach six figures. Here are the most expensive Christmas presents of the year, according to Ranker Magazine. Number five, Trousseau Linen. The luxury set from France includes bed sheets, a blanket cover, towels, two pillowcases, and dinner napkins. Total price, $55,000. Have a good sleep. Next, the G1 glass pool table. The billiard table is made from futuristic glass and is entirely transparent. It weighs 900 pounds, requires daily cleaning, and costs $74,000. Number three, the 100th anniversary Maserati sports car. Celebrate a century of insanely expensive automobiles with your own Maserati SQ4. Only 100 were made. The two-door sedan will set you back $100,000. Number two, a connoisseur's vault from Austria. The item is labeled the most luxurious form of home protection. The vault features three separate temperature-controlled safes. You walk in, and you get in using fingerprint access. It's designed to protect watches, fine wine, cigars, and jewelry. I'm not sure whether a Maserati can fit in there. Total cost of the vault, $180,000, so you will have less cash to put in it. And finally, the most expensive gift this year, your own brand of perfume. A company called House of Creed designs custom fragrances for men, women, and children. The purchase includes a trip to Paris where you can work with odor consultants to craft your perfect scent. A few months later, you receive a 14-karat gold box containing 1 liter of perfume, all for the price of $490,000. You have to be a loon to do that. Back after this.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.